This is Here and Now, and it's been a rough couple of years for Democratic Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey. He's under investigation for allegedly doing favors for a wealthy donor, and the conservative news outlet The Daily Caller set its sights on Senator Menendez when it reported that during a visit to the Dominican Republic with that donor, Menendez hired underage prostitutes. He's still under investigation for those corruption charges, but federal authorities found no apparent ground for criminal charges in the prostitution claims. And this week, the Washington Post says that allegation may have actually been a ploy by Cuban operatives to damage Menendez for his opposition to the Castro regime. A lot to go through here, and NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik is going to help us do that. Hi, David.
Hey, good to join you.
So first of all, remind us of the background of this story. It was just days before Menendez's Senate re-election back in 2012 that these allegations first surfaced, right?
That's absolutely right. It was kind of a wild moment, as you say, days before the general election. It could do real damage. A source going by the name Pete Williams, which happens to be the name of an NBC reporter, but there's no reason to connect the two at all, tried to pitch this to a number of outlets over a series of months, these allegations that Robert Menendez was present at these gatherings hosted by a significant and longtime donor in the Dominican Republic, and that the senator, had paid underage prostitutes for sex at that time. The young women who were making these allegations were taped in what appeared to be a Skype interview from the Dominican Republic by the Daily Caller, presenting this to its readers, to its audience. And yet, every other single news organization that had been approached about this passed on the story. I talked to Brian Ross. He's the chief investigative reporter for ABC News, and he just said it didn't add up. The women's allegations seemed carefully coached. They were almost verbatim from what the original source had said. They wouldn't provide the national ID cards that are presented in the Dominican Republic, mm-hmm. To prove who they were. And he said it seemed very fishy from the outlet. A lot of places passed on this. The Daily Caller went with it, and it made an incredible splash at a very sensitive time.
Right. So there was a lot of scrutiny from other media outlets. But as you said, the Daily Caller did go ahead with it. So tell us briefly a little bit more about them. Who are they?
Well, Daily Caller, a conservative news, opinion, humor kind of entertainment website. It's run by the conservative journalist Tucker Carlson, formerly of all kinds of places, formerly of CNN, formerly of MSNBC, now a contributor at Fox News, a very smart, agile guy, and nonetheless somebody who was very interested in making a splash in a number of ways. This, I talked to him this week about this story. He says that the idea of the Cubans being involved is baloney. He stands by the story, but he says it's very hard to go back, re-report, and confirm all the details of what they reported about a year and a half ago. He says the lesson he takes from this episode is that he doesn't want his people to do any more reporting abroad because it's so hard to go back and re-report. There are others in journalism who are perhaps drawing slightly different lessons from
right.
the episode.
And so now we have the Washington Post reporting this week that Senator Menendez is asking the Justice Department to pursue evidence obtained by U.S. investigators themselves that, as we were saying earlier, that it could have been operatives from the Cuban government who first planted the seeds of this story. Is the Cuban government saying anything in response?
The Cubans aren't saying much, but, it's plausible. I can't say, and the federal authorities seem to say that the allegations are credible but not corroborated. It's plausible, Robert Menendez is a Democrat but also a Cuban-American, a fierce opponent of the Fidel Castro, Raul Castro's regime in Cuba over many years, many decades. And in the past, the Cubans have done things to try to discredit those in powerful positions. Robert Menendez, ascended with that election in 2012 to be chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, just the kind of guy and just the kind of position that they might want to undermine. I will say Brian Ross has reported on the air at ABC that actually it was GOP political operatives who brought this story to him, so somebody who's a domestic opponent, but that doesn't quite pinpoint where the original source of these allegations were.
NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik walking us through the long and complicated story surrounding Senator Robert Menendez. David, thanks so much.
You bet.